Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Humboldt Bay firefighters had a busy night on Wednesday. At 9:30, firefighters responded to a report of a fire at an abandoned residence at 246 Long Street in Eureka. They found the fire in a bedroom, and it took about 30 minutes to extinguish the blaze. The heat and smoke damage caused an estimated $25,000 worth of damage to the building. The cause has been deemed suspicious. Then, at about 12:30 this morning, firefighters were back out at another structure fire, this time at 3418 Albee Street in Eureka. Firefighters found heavy fire involvement at the back of a house in an attached shed. Crews began to battle the blaze while others searched the building to ensure that all the residents had made it out safely, and they had. Again, the damage to the building was estimated at about $25,000, and it appears that the cause of the fire was unattended candles. The displaced residents were assisted by the Red Cross, who helped provide temporary lodging. The California Highway Patrol issued an Amber Alert for three children who were taken from Santa Rosa today at about 11 o'clock this morning. The three girls taken from Santa Rosa are ages 3, 6, and 7. The suspect was seen driving a black Chevrolet Tahoe with a license plate number 6TXA253. The suspect is believed to be a 25-year-old Hispanic man, about 5 feet 7 inches tall, with black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information or who thinks they may have seen the vehicle is asked to call 911. Arcata police, acting on a tip, served a search warrant at a residence on Dana Court yesterday and found a large indoor marijuana grow that had recently been harvested. Most of the building had been converted for the grow, and electrical service to the building was shut off. There was no one home at the time the warrant was served, but police did recover a stolen, autographed photo of bluesman B.B. King, which had been stolen from the Hotel Arcata last year. The photo was returned to the hotel, and the investigation into the growers continues. Now that's some good news, Lucille. Two local graduates have been awarded college scholarship money by the Eureka Police Officers Association. The EPOA announced that St. Bernard's High senior Jamie Gillespie received a $1,000 Charlie Swanson scholarship, which she will put to use paying her tuition at Oregon Tech in the fall. The second student, Eureka High senior Madison Kirkpatrick, also received a $1,000 Swanson scholarship that she will use to pay her tuition at Humboldt State, where she enrolls in the fall. Congratulations go out to both Jamie and Madison. And local law enforcement is asking for the public's help in locating 20-year-old Matthew Williams, who was wanted after fleeing from sheriff's deputies twice on Monday. Williams first fled in a truck and then abandoned it, and after deputies found him at his residence, he fled on foot. Williams was allegedly armed during the vehicle pursuit, and a be-on-the-lookout alert has been issued. Anyone with information as to Williams' whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Catherine Lehner knows her way around a community college campus, and her hire as the new president of the College of the Redwoods is another challenge for the former Mendocino College president. With the state budget in turmoil and the school facing another accreditation review by state officials, Lehner was asked what the top challenges the school is facing, and it turns out it's both a budget and accreditation.
We have no option but to do both at the same time. It wasn't mentioned in the accreditation report, but it is a huge issue that is underlying everything that we need to do in order to fix our accreditation issues. So the budget situation at the state right now is that should the tax measures not pass in November, College of the Redwoods is slated to lose another $1.3 million, almost $1.4 million, and that equates to classes, people, services, everything that we would have to cut out mid-year.
Lehner is familiar with CR and administrators at the school, and accreditation was a top priority during the hiring process, as Lehner explains.
I've been in Mendocino County for the last 9 years, and I've interacted with the presidents at College of the Redwoods and other people at College of the Redwoods as well because of our Northern California Community College groups and all of that. I'm aware of the challenges that they've been having. And when we speak about accreditation, I'm aware of the fact that they've gone on and off sanction and up and down all this time. And so I was very aware of that.
Lehner takes over as Redwoods is not only dealing with state budget cuts, but also with the issue of accreditation. And it's hope her experience in working with state officials on accreditation issues will help CER fix its problems. And that's the North Coast News on this Thursday night. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.